welcome to the Christmas quiz for the Max Show on the British Tech Network with me, Santa. Yes, I'll be your host today because Rankin's down the pub getting pissed. Joining me to look at the week in Mac, in review, or the year even, are a fine bunch of Mac individuals, people with esteemed knowledge, and Will Green as well.
The cheek of it!
Top left, Donald McAllister.
Hello, Santa.
Hello, Santa. I'm really looking forward to flying over Liverpool later this
week. Oh, good.
I won't be stopping, however.
Why not?
Well, that's why the sledge has got no f***ing wheels as it is. I thought I'd get that cheap shot in early.
Oh, well, get it in. Get it in out of the way.
All right, mate. How's Screencast Online? You've been really busy.
I've been very, very busy. I've been doing lots of stuff in advance, trying to get take some downtime at Christmas, and I'm off to New Media Expo in January as well, so to get a couple of things out of the way.
Have you been keeping abreast with the news?
Oh, of course. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Screwed, mate.
Finger on the pulse.
Have you bought a Mac Pro?
No, I haven't. But then I never intended to when they came out anyway, so.
Have you bought a Mac Pro for me?
No.
Oh, bugger.
Tried, but they're in such short supply that it was impossible.
Oh, jeez. Oh, well, never mind. next to him, joining us, Adam Christensen. How are you doing, sir? It looks sunny in California.
Very good, Santa. Yeah, it is.
I'm not going to be able to fly over US airspace this year, unfortunately, because TSA says that my sleigh looks like a cruise missile. So they're taking off me, so I can't come. So no presents for you lot.
I figured, like Amazon, you switch to drones.
Well, you're far better off with Amazon, I have to say. Well, that Jones thing, I'd never fly. No, never get off the ground. The delightful and gorgeous Kelly Gamont joins us next. Hello, darling.
Hi, Sienna.
Do say that again, just like that. Could I have that as a ringtone? For my phone. Oh. There's dark curls underneath that. Anyway, enough of that. How are you doing?
I'm well, Santa. How are you?
And how's your Mac knowledge? Because it's a tough quiz this year, I have to say.
You know, I thought it was pretty tough last year, too, so I'm probably not the best person to ask. But bring it!
Did you win or did you lose?
I don't remember. I just remember getting to enjoy myself hanging out with everybody, so that was the important part for me.
Well, trust me, you're going to win this year, girl. All right. there's always ways to make sure that ladies can win. Not just being gentlemanly either. And last, but by no means least, William Green.
Hello, chap.
Hello. How have you been?
I'm very well.
I'll be drinking at your place tomorrow night, won't I?
Yes, you will.
Excellent. I'll be travelling up with Rankin and his son.
Very good. I've got some party
bags. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
What's in them?
I can't remember. Just a load of old plastic stuff from Tesco and some sweets. No, just that, actually.
You put a lot of thought into it, then.
I'm doing myself a misservice. There's some balloons that have got LEDs in the middle of them.
Oh, those are in short supply everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
I was at a supermarket the other day, and a woman was trying to buy one of those, and they said, no, we've sold out.
Ah.
Yeah. Very impressed.
What you know, too, you know. Listen, anyway.
Yes.
Are you Father Christmas, or are you Santa? Because, for me, Father Christmas has always been Father Christmas, but this Santa thing seems to be creeping into our culture. What's going on?
Well, all I can say, William, is right now I'm a figment of your f***ing imagination.
Fair enough.
And in an hour's time, you'll wish I was in your imagination. There we go.
Fair enough. You sound like...
I know, I'm not real. I sound like Alec Guinness, don't I?
No.
These are not the droids you're looking for. See?
That is a terrible impression.
No. It's better than yours. Anyway, the Christmas quiz. Here we go. It's a tough one. You've got to keep your own score as well, because I'm bollocked if I'm doing it. He's not paying me enough. And also, remember which question numbers have gone, otherwise it would be pointless. So, Don, you can start us off.
Oh, go on then.
Pick a number between 1 and 20.
19.
No, 19. Question 19. In January, Apple reported the highest revenues from one country ever, an increase of 67%, in fact. Which country was that?
Would that be China?
That was tough, wasn't it? Jesus Christ, I hope they get harder than this.
Softball. Is that right?
That was a soft start.
Of course it's right.
Two points to Donald. Thank God. Breaking into an early lead like a gazelle.
McAllister has put some money your side or something. He's done something.
Rubbish.
Get an easy one like that.
People in Liverpool have to be quick out of the blocks. You know.
Ding.
Go on. Well, moving on. Getting a bit sensitive already. Christensen, pick a number, mate.
Four.
Number four. Judge Robert Scola expressed frustration at Apple and Google with their use of litigation as what?
Seriously? their use of litigation as...
Thank God it got tougher.
Weapons?
Earrings.
I'll give you weapons. It's a business strategy, it says. I'll give you a point. Well done.
Oh. That was very kind of you.
That's all right. It's Christmas. For f- Christmas, sake. Adam. No one loses unless your name's Gazmez. He lost last night. Bloody hell, he was crap. Absolutely awful. Got nothing. Gazmez nil. And the only one he got right as a bonus, he cheated. Kelly. Kelly, yes, pick a number between 1 and 20, but not one that the others have had.
Okay. Four's out, 19's out. I'm going to say 7.
Question 7. Brandon Ashmore from Mentor on Ohio. I'll start that again. Brandon Ashmore from Mentor, Ohio, won what accolade this year? Bearing in mind that this is an Apple show.
He bought.
Can we steal?
He made the billionth purchase on the App Store.
Ah, she got it.
No, she didn't.
No!
I'm willing to cheat for you, Kelly, but you're a little bit too far out there, I'm afraid.
The 500 millionth purchase on the App Store. He won an award for a particularly momentous purchase on the App Store.
Well, I would love to break character and laugh as you and Rankin, I'm not going to.
He did a thing and won some stuff.
It was close enough. Now, I need the number. I'll give you a point, just to be fair, because he did win some stuff.
Okay. But 100 million.
No. Anyone else? What
one
number?
1 billionth iTunes song download.
No.
Wasn't?
No, this actually, got to say, this quite frightened me. It's the 50 billionth app download.
Oh, mm-hmm. So at 100, I wasn't too far off. Okay.
No, I think that figure's wrong. 50 billion's an awful lot.
Okay. So, there's a lot of free apps get downloaded.
Okay.
Yeah, and Adam got 1 point for his, right? And I got 1 point for mine?
Yes, exactly, yes. Absolutely. Yeah, there you go, close enough. William,
and Don's at 2. Don's in the lead.
Don's the only one who's got it absolutely right. Well, he only had a one-word answer, didn't he?
Yeah.
It wasn't tough. Greeny, pick a question and I'll pick another one for you.
Father Christmas calls me Greeny.
Yeah, of course. I've known you since you're a little boy. Shame I couldn't actually ever deliver anything to you, naughty little shit.
All right, number 6.
No, it's Let's hear it. It's Greeny's go. As he said
number 6.
He's gone all quiet. He's gone still as well. Oh, there he is. Hello. Right, the iPhone is popular for viewing video, but what proportion of smartphone video viewing did it hold in March 2013? What proportion of smartphone video viewing was done on the iPhone in March 2013 survey?
Give me a
proportion.
Give me best of 3.
Well, 3's in there somewhere.
Okay, 30%.
Oh, jolly good effort. It's wrong. Bad luck.
But best of 3. I'll get another go.
Oh, okay, go on then. Have another go.
63%.
That's close enough, 66%.
Yay!
Which, as a proportion, which was the question...
Is
two-thirds, yes. Jolly good, Kelly. Bonus point for taking the piss out of Greeny. Anyone who takes the piss out of Greeny and makes me laugh gets a bonus point.
Okay, then.
Jolly good. At the end of round one, Don has...
Dos.
Two. Adam has...
One.
Kelly has...
One and a bonus for making fun of Will.
And a bonus, of course, too. And Greeny has none.
Oh, I thought he got one for having...
We'll give him a second guess for a for a point. All right, then, fair enough. Jesus.
2 points.
Only because it's Christmas.
2 points.
No, all right, give him two. Give the whingy little shit 2 points. Jesus Christ.
Fine.
Next to me saying he wants a puppy.
You're giving him two?
No, next to me saying he wants a puppy.
I want 2 points.
2 points.
You ever wonder why he doesn't stop, Will? Do you ever exactly. wonder?
Well, I'm new to this, so I didn't know we could lobby for points. Can I have three?
Sure.
Me neither.
Absolutely. No. Anyone that tells anyone else as well. Santa loves a rat.
Right, I get 1 point. Where old McAllister, right, who got the easy question, got 2 points.
Okay.
What's that then?
Don made a lucky guess.
Exactly.
If you had picked an easier question, you'd have 2 points right now, fair and square, sweetheart.
No, I don't think there's any crying in Christmas quizzes.
There's not.
There's no crying Christmas quizzes.
I'm checking with the chat room, and they're saying they don't give a shit.
Or whinging in Christmas quiz. All right, Don, I believe it's back to you, sir.
Right, I'm going to go for question 20.
Well, apparently Kelly's running this quiz now, then. In quarter one, not question one, you twat. In quarter one, Apple were the top phone manufacturer in the US with 37% market share. But who was the third? Do you notice I didn't pick the second there? Because the second would have been so sodding easy.
Which year was it again?
Well, this year, you moron.
This year. I'm just checking. Just checking. Next
year, we'll do a Christmas quiz from 1942. That should be fun. All the tech news from the middle of the war.
I'm going to take a guess and say Nokia.
No, it's the wrong answer.
Oh, can I guess?
Ooh. Kelly, with a diving in.
BlackBerry.
Oh, Chubby, Jesus Christ, don't be stupid, woman.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Me.
Go on then, Helen.
HTC.
Yes, is the right answer.
Oh, I was going to say.
Now then, how the bloody hell did you get that one? Because I thought nobody would get that one.
I was going to say that.
Because they make the Nexus.
Well, it's a shame.
Bloody liar.
It's a shame you didn't, really.
If you were going to say it, why didn't you say it then?
Because I thought they would be further down, but there you go.
My first instinct was Nokia, so... I think
thanks.
So Adam, do you?
I wouldn't have got that right.
But I thought that would be too obvious for Santa. You know,
yeah.
Probably figured that would be obvious. So
I would have got that question. I would have got that right, apart from the fact that Don McAllister got it wrong. Totally good. Bonus point to Adam. Absolutely. Yes. One extra. Adam, your question as well. So chance to really stretch your lead now.
Let's do 15.
Like a gazelle being chased by a lion. No, 15. Tim Cook has just hired executive Angela, unpronounceable surname.
Parance.
You're good at this.
No, I think he's in with the chance here, isn't he?
To head up the... he's got a bonus point for saying her surname. Head up the retail operation. Which company was she CEO of before that? I'll try that again. Burberry. Save my blushes of having to read this sort of thing.
Nice wintry question.
Two points. Too. It was only just last month or something.
So what does that take Adam to now? Four?
Well, he's supposed to keep in his own score.
Okay.
Darling, I know you love being in control, but steady on. You don't have to do everything. Don't wreck your own performance by trying to keep track of everyone else's score. If they can't keep it for themselves, fuck them.
I'm using a Byword markdown document just so I get extra nerdy points.
Oh,
to keep track. I won't use
text edit, so yeah.
Adam, you know those points aren't good anywhere for anything, right?
Did he just answer the next question there? Bloody hell, he's good. Kelly, your question.
Okay, I'll take number 16.
Number 16. IMAX went in short supply in August of this year, and in IMAX went in short supply in August of this year in anticipation of what?
Papa Smurf.
That's wrong. not just my burp's wrong, your answer's wrong.
In anticipation of 4K displays, I have absolutely no idea.
You might be surprised to find that's a completely wrong answer.
No, not surprised at all.
Okay.
It was about as likely as Papa Smurf.
Much well, actually, that was closer. So, anyone else then? IMAX went in short supply in August of this year in anticipation of
a new processor.
Holy shit! Green got something right.
Oh my goodness!
It was Haswell processors.
Okay.
I was gobsmacked. You didn't get that one. I thought that was obvious. Well done, Greeny.
Does he get a point for that?
Oh, Greeny gets a point, absolutely. The problem is he can't. The only problem
Has 2 points to rub together.
Yeah, but
he has three.
But Greeny, you're not helping yourself here, darling, because he can't count. So just leave him to do his own score, and you'll win by default.
I like Adam because he's actually keeping track of the points.
Yeah, he's in a binary program.
okay.
Greeny, it's your question, Greeny. Pick a number.
16. Yes. I did that.
Yeah.
That's the one you just got right.
Chat room says that Bronwyn says that she's convinced that I'm trying to make her drunk too. Yes, absolutely.
It's entirely possible you've consumed enough to get the chat room drunk by association.
Oh, every time I belch down the microphone, it may come through, yes. I'll tell you what, Rankin's got no beer left.
Oh, no.
You said number 12, right, Will?
Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah. Sorry. You're very quiet, William. Not like you. 12. Australian consumer law forced Apple to change which policy this month? It's a recent question, so you're...
I love that one.
Anything that's got... Everything that you're required to have your finger on the pulse, mate, you're knackered.
Hold on, let me just have a look. So Australian...
If only there was a computer device that could tell you the answer and cheat you away to the right extra points.
To be honest, I think that's disgusting. I mean, people who cheat at these type of quizzes, they
anyone else?
She's only using Apple Care long enough for Google to.
Apple Care is the wrong answer.
Hang on a bit, and I haven't even
policy.
It's the refund return policy, isn't it?
I said that.
Okay, so that's a point to Don and a point to Kelly for being fast with Google.
Hold on. You didn't give me a chance to... I was going to say that.
Too late.
You know, don't you work for Google, Green?
That's not the point. The point being is I was going to give you the correct answer. And
no,
the
point is the other two started looking after your question was thrown open and they still got it faster than you did.
Well, I got
on your own search engine.
Well, I think you put the words in the wrong order. At least a bonus 2 or 3 points, because there are cheats in the room who are taking my answers before I get a chance.
Well, none of you are getting any points
again
anyway, because you're cheating.
In Christmas quizzes, right?
Can I have an extra point? Because I didn't look it up. I knew that.
You did. I saw you looking at the screen.
I'm trying to find the live feed so I can see you. That's
just freezing. I'm looking at the chat room.
I was doing that.
I was just about to call Don a lying bastard then, but I thought I'd be waking up with a reindeer's head in my bed.
You would indeed.
At the end of that round where Greeny got nothing.
I didn't even get the chance to answer.
Apart from the bonus point. What scores on the doors then? So Don has.
I think I've got three.
Adam has
five.
Well, and stretching a lead. Fantastic. Early mornings agree with him, clearly. Kelly has
three.
Yes, we'll soon make that up, girl, don't worry. And William has
three.
Jolly good. Yeah. So at the end of that, that's Adam winning so far.
Adam and then everybody else.
Wow. This is exciting. I'm quivering. Nay. Okay, Donald, your turn.
Numero uno.
Or eins. In which country is Apple opening its first retail shop next month? Yes, go on, Google that, mate. Go on.
No, ooh. Hands off, look.
Hands in the air.
Hands in the air. Siri, where? No.
Mind you, I bet Don can type faster with his toes than Green can type with his hands.
I don't know that one. I think I say Turkey.
Oh, you cheating bastard.
What?
No one's going to get that one.
Did he get it?
How did you get that?
It just was a little thing in the back of my head.
Is that right?
He's playing on the delay on the video. I've seen
it. Sir.
Mark Shepard's only just answered the question from four questions ago.
Mark needs more coffee.
Is that right?
That's correct, I guess.
Hey, good stuff.
Centre Wench has already just answered the first question that Don answered, China.
does he get 2 points for that or more?
Yeah, it's Turkey. 2 points for Don.
Thank you.
I'm suspicious. I have to say, I'm suspicious that there's cheating taking place here. And to cheat on a Christmas quiz, there is nothing lower.
I'm noticing the holiday trend in the answers.
Oh,
Burberry, turkey. They're very
Christmas. Ah, very good, you see. Very good. Considering you lot don't have turkey for Christmas. So, very good. Adam, chance to stretch the lead again.
All right, let's go with...
Number
18.
Oh, what a question. In January, one game held the record for the fastest ever game downloads at 50 million copies in 2 weeks. What was the game? See, Adam's hands are
January,
in the way.
January, so this was the beginning of the year.
Jesus Christ, he's good.
Right, what was it?
In January, one game held the record for the fastest ever game downloads, 50 million copies in 2 weeks. What was the game? I'm going to kick choke from the chat room.
Candy Crush.
No, wrong answer.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Go on, Google, Kelly.
No, I wasn't Googling. Okay. I think it was Temple Run.
It is Temple Run 2, bonus point.
Nice.
I would say, I know that Kelly wasn't cheating there because her keyboard is louder than a six reindeer. I was listening to a podcast the other week and I could hear it in the background when I was doing a trade with other fellas. That's incredible.
Nice play, Kelly.
Incredible play, yes. Jolly good. Coming from the rear. No puns, Don. Stop that. Behave. Right, Kelly.
All right, pick I will take number. Question number 10.
Question number 10. Oh, this is a toughie. What had 300 million users in Q2 of 2013? Just in case you wondered if I was talking about a completely different year, like Don.
Q2 1942? Okay.
In Q2 2013, what?
No pressure, you can take the lead.
Rankin's written the question wrong here. He's put 2103, dyslexic bastard. What had 300 million users in Q2 2013?
300 million users. Facebook.
Wrong.
iCloud.
Wrong. iCloud. Well copied off Chippy the Courier. Chippy the Courier gets the points there.
It's Chippy the Courier.
Chippy cool. He's faster than you.
In the chat room.
Chippy the Courier has got iCloud.
Off the chat room.
Oh, right. Oh, yes.
Obliterated the screen.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So, does Don get the point or not get the point?
No, he gets the point.
Thank you very much.
You're all on your honor. Any other cheats on this show?
No, I wouldn't cheat.
And William.
I thought Adam had that one. All right.
Who said iCloud? It was Don.
That was Don.
Don. Bonus point to Don. Bonus point to Don. William, your number.
I'm going to go for...
Let's hope it's a 1987 question.
Number seven.
Number Kelly seven already is already gone.
I did it.
Already gone.
Oh. Number 19.
Already gone.
Don did that one.
First question.
Number...
we're only an hour long.
2, 3, 8, 9, 11.
I don't like eights and that sort of numbers.
Okay. There's only one eight.
I don't like number three. I'll go for number four.
Number four.
Number four.
Four's gone. Have you for f***'s sake, write them down, William.
I'll go for number 21.
There's only 20 questions. Jesus Christ.
We've done 17.
Are you hoping this show...
Yes.
You can have...
Oh, no, 17 you can have.
There we go.
Hey.
Apple settled its class action lawsuit over in-app purchases in June. But how much did you have to be owed by Apple in order to get your cash back and not just an iTunes store credit?
Ooh.
Good luck Googling that one, mate.
Ooh.
Apple settled its class action lawsuit for in-app purchases in June, but how much did you have to be owed in order to get cash back? Credit voucher card type bullshit thing.
Oh, 20,000?
Whoa! You buy a lot on iTunes.
Yeah, I tell you what. If I've got to say, if your boy gets hold of your iPhone and runs up 20 grand's worth of credit without your f***ing notice, you want shagging me?
Oh, I'm going to say $40.
That's the wrong answer. It was just as wrong as 20,000.
100.
Hold on, I haven't finished yet.
Yes, you have. Trust me.
How many answers did you get?
No, you get either. Well, listen,
how many options are there?
Two.
Given me $20,040, 4 bitcoins, and 9 pence. What was that?
Okay.
Oh, I don't know. Who cares?
Don? Can I have a crack at it then?
Of course.
Don guessed 100.
Of course, Kelly.
I tried 100.
Don said 100. I'm going to say it was $30.
Well, Google, darling. Well, Google. $30 is the right answer.
Oh, then I did $40. That wasn't too far off.
That's far enough.
Horseshoes and hand grenades, sweetheart.
Remind me to never take directions off you.
My question. You lot keep pinching my question.
Anyway, so at the end of the third round, it's really exciting, I'm sure, but... Don, how many?
Six for Don.
Don's doubled your score. Bloody hell. Adam.
I'm still at 5.
5, jolly good. Okay. And Kelly.
Kelly's 6, I think.
6, she thinks.
6?
I had 5. What do you have?
I had 5.
Oh, okay. I think I gave myself 2 points on one of the ones that I stole, and it probably should have been
bonus
one.
Bonus is only so. One. Bonus is only one. And William Green has...
3.
9.
3.
The deal is we keep our own scores. I am
jolly good. Yes, so excited, incredibly excited. I can't tell you how excited I am. See that? That's how excited I am. There you go. Pick a number, Donald.
I'm glad I didn't have the video up.
I'll go with number 3.
Number 3. In April, the App Store hit 45 billion downloads, but how much did Apple say had been paid to developers?
Good. 3 billion.
No is the wrong answer. Come on, somebody.
9 billion?
Is the correct answer. Well done. Adam steals back to level, makes up for his crap round last time.
Yep.
Takes the lead again.
He's level. Yeah. Level. He's back on 6. Back on 6. And it's
he's
just,
in 6, same as
but, buddy, he has a question in hand.
Let's go with question 5.
A question 5 for Adam. What did Apple state as the 3 big winners in iTunes this year? What were the 3 big winners in iTunes this year? They've only just announced this. It was day before yesterday.
That's a hard one.
What are the 3 big winners in iTunes? It's not most money. It's the biggest pachow. The biggest...
Because grossing
hits, and it's in
iTunes. Are we talking about in music?
And it's in
iTunes. I think he means the best of stuff in the App Store.
Right, I got that. If it was recently announced. They do a bunch of categories.
The big 3 winners, they're actual things, but they're in the iTunes store.
Mm.
Okay, not the App Store.
I don't know. iPod Touch?
No. Bad luck. Come on, 3 big things in the iTunes store this year.
Anybody can
I know,
have
I need
it.
A category because you can buy a bunch of stuff out of iTunes. You can buy apps, you can buy movies, you can buy music.
Well, yes, but there's 3 big winners and it covers a wide range of all of those. The 3 biggest things for downloads, for winners.
The top 3 downloads?
The top 3 hits, if you like, the top 3 things.
It's a bit of a dodgy question, I reckon.
Now, the answer is Beyonce,
mm-hmm.
Minecraft, and Grand Theft Auto were the big winners, in quotes.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oh, yeah. I didn't write the questions. I only read them out. Don't shoot the messenger. I just want to point out, all the bollocks you hear today is down to Rankin, not me. Who's Kelly's question?
Kelly's up.
It's my question.
Kill it up.
I'll take number 8 so Will doesn't have to.
Okay. In which month did Instagram get video capability this year?
Ooh, I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
In which month did Instagram get video capability this year?
Oh, Instagram get video.
Is that Marwood? Is that Marwood? Does he want to see Santa?
July.
Is the wrong question? Answer. Hello, Marwood.
Hello,
Marwood.
Hello.
Do you know who this is?
No.
Look,
who's this? Hello, Marwood.
We can't see him at the moment. One second.
It's coming up. It's called video delay, boy. Video delay. Yes. You'll learn about it when you're older, because your father won't have fixed it.
Who's that?
Hello. Hello, Marwood.
Father Christmas.
Hello, Marwood. Have you been a good boy this year?
Yeah.
What are you hoping to get for Christmas?
I don't remember.
Oh, we're going to get a scooter.
Well, it's a good job I do. I can remember everybody's present, but I can't tell you what Kelly's ordered because it's too rude.
Now, listen, Sunshine, you better go away because I don't want you to...
He doesn't have to leave, just as long as you don't let him hear what we're saying.
Let him answer. Let's see how he does.
Oh, dear. There's my swearing gone. Bye-bye, Marwood. Bye-bye. Oh, what a lovely boy. Shame he's what he's got for a father. Kelly.
Do we have a guess yet?
Kelly has asked a question. It's number 8. She said July, so there you go.
And I totally got it wrong.
Are you? Well, not totally. Well, yeah, it's totally, I suppose.
Yeah, you do. Come on, off you go.
I'm trying so hard to stay in character now. So hard.
Okay. You can stop.
Right, you can start swearing now, Santa. Oh, no, you can't. Wait.
Oh, thank you for that.
Hang on, Santa.
Right.
McAllister,
shut up. Stop making me laugh. I can't do the voice when I'm laughing.
I'm cracking up.
Oh, there I go.
Right, we're back on track.
Behave. Behave or you get no presents. Right.
I think there's a steal opportunity here. Right,
Kelly said June. The answer's wrong. So someone else think of another month quickly.
She said July, right?
She said July.
Oh, bollocks. I've given the answer away then.
No bonuses for that.
Can I have another crack at it? Will first, mean style.
First one to say June gets a point.
June!
There we go. Kelly gets the bonus point for her own question. That's the level we've descended to.
All right, Will. You
say
have
9, Will.
2, 9. Yeah, 2 and 9 and 11.
11. I was born on the 11th of June, so 11's good.
11th of June. Really good. Apple's rubber banding patent was revoked by a German court in September. What was the key evidence that was used against the Apple patent?
Well, rubber bands have been invented before, surely.
The answer is prior art, but it's not rubber bands. The rubber banding patent has got to do with rubber bands, mate.
I say it's close enough. Point.
I reckon there's a good 5 or 6 points for that person.
It's the best answer you're going to get from an idiot who doesn't know.
Give him a point.
Right, William, do you know what rubber banding is? It's the effect that when your thing disappears on the screen on your iPhone, it's like it's on a rubber band. It gets pulled to the back of the screen. It goes whoosh and goes away. See?
When you pull down your thing and it springs back up.
Yeah, so that's rubber banding.
So how many points do I get then?
Well, none, because you've still got the wrong answer.
Oh, I've got in here now.
Oh, she's...
We've got the lot.
Now then,
got the lot in here.
Now then, William, if she stays up late and sees Santa, I won't be too disappointed, you know.
Nice cup of tea for me.
A gorgeous creature. Hello, Mrs. Green.
He's gone away.
Hello, Mrs. Green. Hello.
Nobody can hear you because I've got my earphones on. It's only me and you.
Oh, dear.
It's like one of those chat rooms, you know, that you pay for.
How much to see your cock, Will? As opposed to you see beer cock. Hello, Mrs.
Yeah?
Green. Ho, ho, ho. Ho, 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 Mrs. Green. How are you? Hello. Yes.
I've lost the plot. What's the question? Go on, Father Christmas. Question.
You missed
rubber
it.
Bands.
Got a bonus point.
Apple's rubber banding patent was revoked by a German court in September. What was the key evidence that was used against the patent?
Android did it first?
No. No bad luck, good guess, but no.
Did he miss the answer?
Anyone else?
Prior art.
Prior art is the right answer, but it's got toggle to do with rubber bands. Come on, where was the prior art? What was the key piece of prior art that was used against Apple?
Don't know.
Nokia.
No, this is amazing.
Blackberry did it first.
No, it was Linux. Steve Jobs' iPhone keynote from 2007. That was the key piece of evidence that was used against Apple in the court. It was used as prior art, because even if you're the inventor of something, you have to register the patent prior to showing it in public in Germany.
Okay.
And because they showed it in public in San Francisco before they registered the patent, it got revoked. So there you go. I thought it was a damn interesting question.
Mm.
Apple's own keynote. And apparently it only shows on the screen for like a 30th of a second. Ridiculous. But there you go. Bad luck, William. Tough question. My heart pumps piss.
I do get some points, though, don't I?
Right, there's only one round left. It's neck and neck, I'm sure. So, who's got the biggest neck? Don, scores?
Six.
Six. Adam?
Six.
Oh, dear, cry. I may not be able to stand up soon. Kelly?
Six.
Seven.
Oh!
Okay.
Kelly, six.
Are you still counting that one two-pointer? I have six.
No,
I thought
I undid it, but I don't think. Yeah. Adam, no, I have six.
Adam uses in technology where you're using a pen, girl. I trust you far more.
And I think she's trying to use a spreadsheet.
And William. Is William in this neck and neck race tie
four.
For sixth? Or
four.
Oh, he could still win, William.
Yeah.
Take heart, mate.
I'm sad. I'm going to win.
Not if I have my way.
Wrong, but, and you get your question right. And then
a couple of bonuses.
Well,
there we go. Yeah. Good. Hell freezes over.
It's Christensen. These scores that he's given out, I'm not totally sure. How come I've only got four?
Well, mine's been spot on.
Because you're a fool.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay. No arguments there, then. Don, last round. Start us off, mate.
Number two.
Mm. In which month was the Ashton Kutcher movie Jobs released?
Guess. Say June.
Wrong answer, I'm afraid.
Crash and burn.
Crashed and burned, absolutely. Which month?
July.
Is the wrong answer.
March?
August.
Is still the wrong answer. Kelly, last chance.
August.
August is the right answer. Jolly good.
I just said August.
I totally believe she didn't Google that because of the surprised look on her face.
I really didn't.
And the fact she's got a cup in the other hand which has got fluid in it. So there we go. Yeah, the answer is August. Well done, Kelly. Bonus point. So, you know, you really do have seven.
Yay. Seven.
I have seven now.
Well done. Jolly good. Adam, last chance, mate. Come on. Pick a number.
Let's do number nine.
Number nine. In May, the Fortune 500 was released. What position did Apple hold within it?
15?
Wrong answer, I'm afraid. Wrong answer.
Should have went with my first gut instinct.
16.
Is the wrong answer.
No, I was way too low, I think.
Seven.
Oh, that's a close, but no cigar.
Six.
Six is the right answer. Well done, Kelly. Bonus point.
Ooh.
Ooh. And here's the interesting thing, right? I looked into this. Jobs never held a higher position in the Fortune 500 than John Sculley did until the last 2 years of his CEO-ship, and he wasn't there for most of that.
Well, is it based on salary?
Fortune 500.
No. Yeah.
This position.
No, it's work, the company. Like it's the not company. The CEOs.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, but Scully was always higher than Jobs until the very last 2 years of his tenure as CEO. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Very interesting. Everyone says Scully's a twat. So there you go. Right. Next one is Kelly.
Kelly.
It's mine, right? I'm going to take Lucky 13.
Lucky 13. Last month, Apple offered a trade-in program to help people in which country afford an iPhone? So you suckers need someone to get this wrong.
Yes.
Kelly needs to give a wrong answer, and you boys need to get it right, because otherwise I think you're... Kelly wins. Kelly could even not answer and win now. That's how bad it is. Greeny, you got no chance. Shut up. Kelly, come on.
India.
Is the right answer?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
She takes
My God. Bloody hell.
Woohoo!
Bloody hell. Tone got it right in the chat room as well. Was there any chat room help in that?
No.
Well, okay. It was in the chat room, but I don't think Kelly was looking.
Okay. No, I totally wasn't looking.
Yeah, you Americans all stick together. Right. I think you're absolutely screwed now, William, but pick a number anyway. What's the last one?
Well, 14.
14.
This is a 6-point or a 7-point question, right?
In October, Apple quietly raised the price of the iPhone 5S and 5C in which European country? The operative word there is quietly.
Ooh.
But they're quietly. What difference does that make?
Mark Shepherd thought the last answer was Africa, which isn't a f-ing country.
Then Will's guest should obviously be Europe.
Bookery also says Scully wasn't that, but I liked him in the X-Files. William, come on, mate. Get one. Just at least save some face, for Christ's sake.
Why quiet? Give us a clue.
Bonjour.
France.
That's the right answer.
Hooray!
That's 7 points.
Oh, I see. Santa loves me. And the final scores then. This is, I tell you, I thought this was going to go either way, but in the end, I'm pretty sure Kelly's won. But, Donald?
Mm. 6.
6 points.
Mm-hmm.
Adam?
7.
7 points. Second place, Kelly.
9
points.
Oh, 10? See, I undercut a point and then I'm back. Eight. So 10 points. 10.
William?
Yeah.
5.
Did I get 5? That's right.
I did have 5 for a while.
5's pretty respectable.
Yeah. No, he got 2. He got 2 for the last one, right?
He got 2
7
for the last one.
Yeah. The last one. And 12.
Did we or did we not give him 1 for the rubber band? Come on, that was pretty good, right?
We gave him 1 for the rubber band.
Yeah, so
mostly 6. Because it makes f*** all difference.
Oh, because that would be 6, yeah, okay.
6, I got 6.
Now, Santa is about to do the sponsorship thing, but Rankin's left me out this milk stout from the Bristol Beer Factory.
Ooh.
And I've got to say, it's bloody gorgeous. So, if you want to leave something out for Santa on Christmas Eve when I come around with your presents, then leave me out some of this milk stout. If you don't leave this out, you're getting sod all. Okay.
What's the brewery?
It's from the Bristol Beer Factory.
Bristol Beer Factory.
In Ashton in Bristol. And it's
adding it to my
gorgeous.
Untapped list.
Milk stout. Lovely. Good on Rankin for leaving this out as well. He's got himself an extra special present. He's a really, really good boy. Really good boy this year. So there you go. Milk stout, as endorsed by Santa. Put this out with the milk pie, but I actually don't give a shit about the milk pies. Just put the beer out, okay? Thank you. This year, I'm going to get myself a new liver. This podcast and all the others is brought to you by UK2.net. Superb bunch of people. They do all my sites. If you write to Santa on the website, santa.com, it comes straight through the UK2 servers, right to my hands, and then I can print it out, roll it up in a ball and throw it in the bin and forget about it entirely. Yes. They're wonderful. If you want co-location service, if you want anything that's VPN, because, of course, I go to a lot of countries, so VPN is very, very important for me, and they do tons of stuff. You get massive discounts. You have to go through the website of British Tech Network to get those massive discounts, but they're well worth it. So do check them out. UK2.net. This network would be lost without them and me. Yes. And also, special mention, please. Now, we asked for some donations, apparently, last week. And Darren Rowley is today's executive producer because he donated $100 to Bagel Tech Network. So, a British Tech Network event. Darren Rowley, man amongst men, fantastic individual, jolly good to him. And if you'd like to donate to the network, then you send it to the PayPal account, which is bageltechnews@gmail.com. And it'll all go towards new equipment and microphones and that kind of thing. So thank you very much. And Rick McCorriston, fabulous little boy that he is, he sent through a laptop so that we could run the green screen. Isn't that nice of him? Yes? So Rick McCorriston gets an extra special present and a little kiss on the forehead when I visit his bedroom later this year and leave that present on the end of his bed. So there you go. Rick McCorriston, fantastic player. I think he's in the chat room, actually. Have a look. Is he in there still, or is he gone? He's gone. Never mind. McAllistered. Who the hell's McAllistered?
What?
There's someone in the chat room called McAllistered. You've been McAllistered.
It's a Don's disease. Made it now. His name is a verb.
Absolutely.
What's it mean that you, like, forgot and like bought a Mac Mini?
Jacuzzi. right. So... do we have any cool things to give or not? Did we bring a cool thing?
Yes.
We did. Okay. Yeah. Right, Donald, what's your cool thing?
Well, I haven't really, but I'm gonna do this as my cool thing, which is something that I only found out about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And it's really for UK-based peeps. So if you've got an iPhone or an iPad and you use the 3 network, 3.co.uk, for your telephone, they've got a thing called Feel at Home, which is basically... if you go abroad to certain countries, you can use your data allowance as though you're at home. And the cool thing is, it's about a dozen countries at the moment, but one of them is the USA. So now when I go to the States, I don't have to bother about getting an AT&T plan or anything. I can just use my phone, use my iPad, and use my data as though I'm at home. And I think that's fantastic. And I think all service providers should do that in the end. But good kudos to 3 for doing that, the first one to do it.
3, yeah. Wonderful.
Pardon?
Skype. Do it too.
Yeah, but that's not proper. This isn't what it's your data and your minutes on your phone, so your phone just works as though you're at home.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Skype do it too. It's called Skype Wi-Fi. So wherever you are in the world, if you've got Skype credit, you launch the Skype Wi-Fi thing, it picks up all of the local connections, and you can say, yep, I want to use this one, use my Skype credit, and they've arranged deals all over the world with various service providers.
Yeah, but you've got to be within a Wi-Fi area, though, haven't you? This is your phone, your phone, so anywhere where there's a phone signal...
Cellular.
You've got cellular...
That's very cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Unfortunately, Americans don't get it.
No, it is a UK company, unfortunately, but yes. I'm sure that...
Huzzah!
But that's my cool thingy for this week. I think it's brilliant.
All that,
very good.
There's some woman on American television been saying that Santa's not black, he's white. I'll tell you something else, woman. He's British. So, ha.
I thought he was from Finland.
Herder birder. Yeah. So do I sound like I'm from Finland? Jesus Christ. Next one is Adam. Have you got
I'm
going to
do this. See this?
Okay.
Whoa, that was interesting. It is a California snowball.
So it's not real.
it's from a company called Snowtime Anytime. And so if you live in a climate like myself and you do not have snow, it is a giant bucket of snowballs. You can get it on thinkgeek.com. And they are indoor snowballs. And you can order 20 or 40 of these things and have a massive snowball fight.
Well, that's amazing, because now you see, I've moved away from the North Pole because of the costs, and I now live in Basingstoke.
Throw them at the chat room.
And there's no snow in Basingstoke, so that would be perfect for me. How much is it, and how much do you get?
I think you get 20 for $20.
Oh, okay, not bad.
And they actually crunch. I don't, if you feel them, if you've ever compacted a snowball, they have kind of that feel to it, but they're cotton. They're super light. They don't really damage things. They probably would knock things over. So if you've got a lot of knickknacks and things around, you probably want to be careful. But, you know, I'm throwing it at my Mac screen, and it's not going to hurt it.
Totally good. So what's the place again? No snow.
Snow
gone, no, or What's the name of the website? What's the name of the website, Adam?
Snowtime Anytime.
Snowtime Anytime. Jolly good. Goodbye.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a snowball.
Excellent.
I'm totally writing that down right now.
Yes. No, really, but fair. I think you have plenty of snow, don't you, Kelly?
Not anymore.
Oh, you will have soon. Surely.
Yay.
Kelly, what have you got for
pretend
us?
Pretend snowball.
Okay, I have a... So I'm actually... It's good and bad because... Kyle and I, you guys have heard Kyle Swagger and I on this show in the past go, oh my God, you guys, The Room, which is this iPad game.
Hello.
Is super fantastic. Hey!
I want to talk to you.
The Room is a really, really great game. It's $5 and it's one of these puzzle games where you figure out a puzzle so that you can get something to help figure out the next puzzle to help figure out the next one. So, I really am a sucker for that kind of game, and I declared my love for it on this show, and Kyle Swagger went, oh my God, me too! Which, of course, is surprising because E3, The Room is $5. Bucks.
Yeah. Yes, Kyle doesn't pay for anything.
Yeah, Kyle doesn't pay for anything. So this is my review. There's a sequel out, The Room 2. They've been promising it all year. They released like a bonus chapter to the original game earlier this year, and Kyle and I promptly freaked out about it, and now The Room 2 is out. It's official. It's $5, and Kyle bought it, like, immediately. So that's, like, the only review I can give it, is that Kyle thinks it's worth $5.
The world's best endorsement.
Kyle is Ebenezer Scrooge. There's no solid questions about that.
It's such a fun game. I absolutely love it. So I'm glad Kyle isn't here because it totally would have been his pick, but I'm bummed he's not here because I wanted to be able to ask him how far he was.
He's getting pissed. He doesn't give a shit. But he's at a corporate Christmas party. He doesn't care.
I'm sure he is. But anyway, so The Room 2, that's my cool thing. And it's so far, it's been super, super, super fun. So that's
excellent.
My pick.
Jolly good pick. Thank you. And there's a point in the chat room here as well, Adam, about your pick. Do they send anything through yellow snow?
No, but you could take a yellow highlighter to it and probably create your own.
Well, you shouldn't play with yellow snow. There's a good point. There is. Yeah,
well, no, you just shouldn't eat yellow snow.
No.
Probably okay to play with.
Oh, yeah. When was the last yellow snowball you ever made then, eh? And Greeny, have you got anything cool?
I have. It's called...
Hello, Mrs. Green. Oh, dear God.
God, it's so professional, isn't it? All Busy Things. Oh, is it called... Oh, what? Look at my iPhone. Hold on. Here it comes. It's coming.
Oh, dear God. This
here it comes.
If you're on the audio podcast, you must be really excited at the moment.
Oh, right. Okay.
How to build suspension.
Is it one or two?
Busy Things, yes.
Busy Things. So, if you've got a toddler, and we've had a fair bit of toddler activity in this podcast, and if you've got one, have you bought one of these toddler items in the sale, I'd probably take it back if I'm honest, but if you haven't taken it back and you're looking for a game to put onto your iOS device, then check out Busy Things, and they do probably a dozen games, and probably 80% of them are free, and even the ones that are paid for are only like a quid or two. There's £1.49 for a whole suite of games as well. And they're absolutely fantastic. No horrible in-app purchase.
No, we like the sound of that already.
Yeah, and they're endorsed. I don't know they're endorsed, but they're promoted. So my little lad came home with a letter from school and said, look, you know, try these games out. This is what we're teaching our kids at school with. So they're obviously, in some way, they're endorsed by the educational system. I'm not entirely sure how that works, but absolutely brilliant. £1.49 for the suite, as it were. But as 70% of them are free, run on the iPad, run on the iPhone, no in-app purchases. Really, really fun. Really love them. And you like them too, don't you, Sunshine?
Busy Things.
Hold on. If you... Okay, what do you think of Busy Things? Do you enjoy it?
Really like it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
What's the best part of it? You like all of it. You like the little men in the house. So there you go.
I love how you have the presence to bring you closer to the microphone, but nowhere near the camera.
Oh, well.
Can't do both, right?
Keep the kids' identity secret, then, Will.
I'm working with the audio thing. That's what I focus on the audio part of this.
Oh, yes. Right, so busy things.
Looking like me, the video part.
Busy things, that's it, eh?
Busy things. I think it might be only in Britain. Very sort of British-y type thing. But
right, yeah. And what are you doing tomorrow, Will? Funny I should ask about that, eh?
I'm very pleased you asked about the Christmas. Well, probably by the time this comes out, it will have happened. But just in case, Rankin, the lazy arse, gets it into gear and gets it out early enough, which is very doubtful. Don't tell Father Christmas, don't tell Rankin I said that about him. But I was waiting for a bit of reaction then. I got no reaction. Silence. I can see the tumbleweed.
Go ahead. Come on, what's happening?
All right. It's the British Mac Meetup. So I went out today and I spent £200 on booze to stock up the studio with loads of free booze for everybody to share.
What's everyone else drinking?
It's just... and I got some party bags for the kids. If any children are coming, there's some party bags.
Full of some plastic shit, unquote.
Very probably. Yeah, you're coming too. And there is cakes and... You like cakes and lots of other stuff like that.
If William's made them, you won't like them afterwards.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, Mr. Tesco made them. And I'll be lighting the log fire and there'll be a auction for old technology from the sort of early 2000s. Any money raised will go towards the Philippines thingy. And then we're going to record a live podcast. Then we're going to go down to Iron Bridge. Have a few beers, then we're going to have a curry, and hopefully might have a lock-in at Dontine. So that's the plan, and it's a cracker.
So you haven't told the local police about this lock-in, then?
The Dontine never does a lock-in. I'd like to point that out here and there.
Yeah, it's really good. Party out. If you could get down there tomorrow, go to the British Mac Studios, somewhere in Ironbridge, and I'm going to need you to send me the postcode, William, because I've got a fat chance of finding otherwise. Good. There we go. If you want to rob William's place, you've got the postcode now. Where can we get a hold of you then, Donald?
You can find me over at screencastonline.com, where you'll find all my weekly video tutorials. Over on the newsstand, just search for Screencast Online Magazine Monthly. And Twitter, Don McCaster.
If you use a Mac, you need Maccast Online. No question.
Wait, is that a collaboration thing?
Yeah. Is there an announcement happening here that we should be aware of?
No.
I don't. I'd be into that. That would be awesome.
I don't endorse anything unless I get paid, of course. So
now, thanks a lot, Santa. Now I got to go register that domain. Com.
Too late.
That castle, screen castle line, even.
I watch that all the time.
I just realized, Jesus Christ, I hate alcohol. Ruins me. Maccast Online is you.
That's where you can find me.
Yeah, maccastonline.com.
No.
Screencast.com. No, shit. So where are you?
Don, you want to give him the real URL, or is it me?
No, it's yours. You know.
That's me for Adam.
He's Alex. Where's Adam? Whatever my name is.
I've made a horrific baby of a website.
The actual website is maccast.com, two C's, maccast.com. Maccast on iTunes. Also, you can check me out with, what's that guy's name? Jeff Gamet and Michael Johnston on the We Have Communicators podcast. We Have Communicators.
You fellas should totally buy maccastonline.com and split the page in half. And on the one side say, did you mean Don? Or did you mean Adam? Or are you just totally stupid like Santa? What an ass. Jesus Christ. I might buy that website off UK2. Kelly, where are you, Mrs.?
You can find me on Twitter and app.net, but mostly app.net as Verso. You can also find me occasionally elsewhere on this network. And you can also find me...
Jolly good. Don't forget to wait up for Santa on Christmas Eve.
Also over at TUAW.com. You can occasionally find me hosting the show there.
I'll be there about 2 a.m. Make sure Mr. Kelly's out. And there's a roaring log fire going.
That might make it hard to get you down that chimney, right?
I'll wear my leather thong. Yes, you're never going to get that image out yet.
Seriously, somebody there's already has that chocolate domain. Chocolate.
Santasleatherthong.com. Yes. Yes, it's not a website you want to go to. And last but not least, it's William, William Green. Where are you, mate?
A few places. First of all, I'd like to say that the thing about the Tontine lock-in was a joke, okay? Joke, that was.
No, it wasn't.
It was. It was absolutely just a joke. So, that saying that, moving on. What do you want from me?
Nothing. We're done.
You can find Will at alecguinnessimpressions.com.
I might buy that website as well. So there you go. That's William
Green. You totally
Green.
Should, British, Santa, British. Then it could be a thing, and you just have everybody post their video of like, everyone that knows you and Ewan, and everybody just posts their video of, these aren't the droids you're looking for. That would be awesome.
We should, yes. Like a YouTube for, these aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids you're
best,
looking for.
Best done Alec Guinness impression wins a prize at the Bash. That's a great idea. We'll do that. Totally set that out now. I don't know how to do video uploads, but never mind. We'll sort it out. And William
UK2 does. You can probably
British,
help with
they,
that.
They probably can.
Hang on a minute.
What?
What is the point of having who does the best Alec Guinness impression when I do the best Alec Guinness impression?
Well, it'd be a useful competition because Alec Guinness is fucking dead. So he's not going to win, is he?
Yeah, but I am. Because I'm
no, you, no, William, you don't. If there was a mirror for voices, you'd realise.
These are not the droids you're looking
for. Still no good. Jesus Christ. You promised you wouldn't do that again.
I did, didn't I?
And hot off the news that's hot off the press, BlackBerry has lost $4.4 billion this quarter.
Oh, my God.
Someone needs to take...
They need to check behind the couch, yeah.
They need to tear out the back and someone needs to shoot.
They need to ask Apple for yesterday's iTunes revenue.
Someone in the head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone went shopping at Target and they got hacked.
CEO John Chen acknowledges the serious of the situation. No shit, Sherlock. Jesus Christ. That's an understatement of the year right there. My name is the Santa Claus. You can get me at the Santa Claus Claus with a W, of course, the correct spelling. And I'll be around on Christmas Eve if you're lucky. If you're not, I'll be visiting you again afterwards.
Oh, yes. You know what you did.
And on Boxing Day, I'll be starting my 12 Days of Christmas. Santa's 12 Days of Christmas, which will go out on British Tech Network. And it's a video diary of all the things that I do after Christmas is finished. You won't show it to the children, I promise. No idea when the BTN's back, but I'll be back again next year. Same time, same place. Because he pays enough. Yes, and he's contractually obliged. The bastard knows how to write a contract, that's for sure. Have a good Christmas, and I'll see you all next year. Ho, 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 ho. Bollocks, thank God that's finished. Jesus Christ.
I think Kelly whipped our ass last year as well, didn't she?
Kelly whipped what?
Our ass last year.
I'd pay for Kelly to whip me, yeah. Absolutely. I normally pay £50 an hour in Basingstoke at the moment. It's a bloody rip-off. Kelly, do you own a whip?
I can't hear anything because all of a sudden the...
Oh, Kelly owns a whip. Ha-ha!
There we go. No, the ad went... The ad started playing and it doesn't care that I'm muted.
I'm sorry, I'm going into a tunnel. Doesn't work when you're on a sleigh. I've tried it. Wind share and all that. Anyway, got a yeah, we're finished, I think. Jesus
Christ. Yep.
Hope so.
Merry Christmas.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, all you guys.
Oh, that's that over then. I'm
See you next year.
I'm done. Yes, jolly good. well done, you. Well done, Kelly. Fine winner. Fine, fine winner. Superb. Can I drop out a character yet or what?
No.
Really?
What do you mean, character?
This beard's borrowed. The voice. The voices as well. I got it off Alec Guinness.
All right, I'm going anyway. See you guys.
Yeah, I have to run.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, Don. Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, I'm going as well.
All right, Greedy. See you tomorrow, old boy. You all right?
Okay, bye.
Bye. I see that.
Still here.
I'm still here, too. Boo, you be the first to hang up.
No.
No, I'm not hanging up. No, you hang up.
Listen, no. Hold on, no.
No, I'm not hanging up. You hang
I love
up.
You.
I love you too. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. I'm not hanging up first.
I'm going to hang up now.
No, I'm not hanging up first. You hang up first.
Okay.
I'm not hanging up. I'm still here.
I'm still here too.
No, I'm not hanging up. You hang up. Hello. Oh, go on, William. Stop f***ing around.
I love you.
I love you too. Now, off you go.
Bye. See you tomorrow.
No, you're still there. I know you're still there. You haven't hung up, have you? You haven't hung up, have you? You bastard. You said you'd hang up first.
You hang up together?
Let's hang up together. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
Go. Hang up.
No, you haven't done it, you bastard.
What have you?
No. Because I'm not hanging up first. You're not tricking me that easily.
Ready?
Yes, ready.
3, 2, 1.
There we go.
Go.
No. You cheated again, you see. I knew you were going to cheat.
This time, really.
I knew you were going to. Listen, I'll make it really simple for you, Greedy. Hang up the phone while I'm giving you no presents. Bye. Huh?